painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
What does home mean to you? Does the word home conjure up a certain place or time or feeling? Today on Artbeat, we talk to Cecilia Cornejo, artist in residence at Lanesboro Arts in Lanesboro, Minnesota. Cecilia is a Chilean-born documentary filmmaker, artist, and teacher who lives in Northfield, Minnesota. Her new project that she has brought to Lanesboro is called The Wandering House. The Wandering House is an old ice fishing shack that Cecilia has converted into a mobile audio recording booth. She is exploring the themes of people and place and the concepts of belonging and home in rural communities in Minnesota. Participants are encouraged to tell their stories in The Wandering House, their own version of what home means to them, in their own words. I'm Bill Stoneberg with artist Cecilia Cornejo on Artbeat. Thanks so much for being on the show today, Cecilia.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious. So you built basically a mobile recording studio out of an old ice fishing house, and you're taking it around. Well, you said we were talking a little bit earlier. You took it to Northfield. You live in Northfield, so it was in Northfield. And then you brought it here to Lanesboro to gather stories of, like, rural life and what people think of as home, right?
Yeah.
Can you kind of elaborate on that for a little bit for our listeners of what kind of the project is about?
Yeah. The more that I talk about the project, the more that becomes clear for me too. Okay. So this is actually very helpful. Maybe I can backtrack a little and talk about where the project came from.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think that these ideas of home and belonging are very close to my heart because I'm an immigrant. I'm from Chile originally. Mm-hmm. And I've been living in the Midwest the better part of 25 years.
Oh, wow.
So it's hard to say, you know, I'm Chilean anymore, you know, because I've been here for so long.
Right.
But at the same time, there's always a part of me that it's like, no, of course, my home is over there.
Mm-hmm.
So when I moved to Northfield, I was living in Chicago for a long time, and I moved to Northfield. It became really kind of... It struck me that the skateboarders in town who belong there, who were born there, who look like every other Minnesotan, you know, were in a situation to me that was exactly the situation that I saw myself many times, like being an outsider.
Oh.
They had been literally struggling for, like, at that point, 12 years to get a skate park in town.
Uh-huh.
Because the city had outlawed skateboarding on city property or in the downtown area specifically,
right.
But it hadn't built a skate park for them. So that was really striking to me. So I proposed to them, you know, like, why don't we follow this process? And, I mean, you may not get a skate park, but at least we will know what happened, you know? But I was thinking, okay, how long can it take for, you know, city council to decide where to locate a skate park?
Uh-huh.
The kids had already, they had already done a lot of fundraising, had done a design for the park, everything. So there was a lot of progress that had been made, except for, like, where is it going to be? And so what I thought would take 6 months or something ended up taking 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So we worked together for 5 years. You know, they learned how to work with cameras, how to work with sound. They interview the mayor. They interview neighbors. They interview themselves, you know. The older generation of skaters did the soundtrack for the film.
Nice.
You know, so it was a very kind of organically, very community-rooted story.
Uh-huh.
That came from that idea of, wow, what does it take to belong in this town that seems so perfect?
Right.
And we're not talking about somebody who doesn't look like you or has an accent or anything like that, you know? So that was kind of my beginning in Northfield with that idea of exploring what home means to people, or how do we become part of a town, you know, part of it. And so I followed that up with another film that I'm going to be presenting this Friday. It's work in progress, even though, like, the film is done. It just needs color correction and it needs, you know, the sound mix. a film with the Mexican immigrants who live in North Hill.
Oh, okay.
So that has been the last 3 years.
Nice.
I work very slow. But the interesting thing is that it started as a film about kind of like, oh, another marginalized population in this perfect town.
Right.
So that was another way of thinking about home, but from the perspective of outsiders and outsiders who don't necessarily get to fully participate in the life of a town, not because they wouldn't want to, but it being invisible in that sense is some sort of protection.
Right.
But it was to kind of get the idea of what home means from, I guess, in a way, from the host perspective.
Right.
You know, and so it started. That's a very long answer to the question. You know, but that's kind of where it originated. So this was kind of like, okay, I'm ready for something else, and I wanted this to be, to have kind of a whimsical aspect to it.
Okay.
You know, I like to say, I mean, I had an old van, and that's where it kind of first came, like, oh, what if I just went around asking people, you know, and we don't use the van, I could just bring people in.
Right.
And then I was like, wow, that gets creepy so quickly.
Oh.
Yeah, now it's got this old rusty van, yeah. Like this lady going around. It was like, okay, maybe not. But I knew I wanted something to be mobile, mm-hmm. You know, something that if people didn't come, I could go to the people.
Right.
And I knew I wanted to make it look, on the outside at least, like really colorful and kind of like, you don't know what it is. Like, is this a food truck or is it a tiny home or what is it, you know? So people would feel compelled to ask, you know, and from there I can, you know, say.
Maybe get them to tell their story, huh?
Exactly, exactly. So, and I knew I wanted to, it's like, I felt like I want to create a space that is special, that is deliberate, for people to reflect, because that's what we don't have time for anymore,
right.
You know? So
I really like that, the where it came from, out of making those other films. And I think I've seen the skateboard film, by the way. Was it in Frozen River Film Festival last year? Yeah. So great stuff. But I love that it came out of that, and noticing how, you know, people who grew up in a community are still considered outsiders by some, you know, and what does it take to belong? That's really interesting. Do you have an idea of, like, of where the project might go or what it might kind of look like when it's done? Or are you just kind of going to let it evolve, or how does that go?
Well, it's kind of a little bit of both.
Okay.
You know, I would feel kind of, like, disingenuous if I were, like, oh, I really want to meet these people that are, like, maybe, I don't even if they are far or close to where I am, and then kind of not include them in the process of putting something together. So one of the first things that I realized from doing it in Northfield, which is substantially bigger than, you know, Lanesboro, was that I collected almost 40 hours of audio. And, like, over 200 people came. I mean, a lot of more people came, but about 200 recorded. So it's, but at the same time, it's a number manageable enough that I am considering, once I start putting things together, like, connecting back to specific people and saying, how would you feel about, you know, writing a poem for these? Or how would you feel about making artwork for these, and because I will have, I'm giving myself a year to come with a series of listening sessions.
Okay.
The idea would be to build three different listening sessions that incorporate some kind of visuals as well.
Okay.
So people can come and listen to a more curated version of what we found, but in collaboration with the people who participated. You know, and I mean, there's so much talent, you know, when you think about small towns and people are like, oh, what are you going to do there? There's nothing there. And what I have found is so different. Like, there's so many people who do interesting things.
Right.
So I'm hoping to tap into into the talent that is already there, like it has been with the skateboarders, mm-hmm. like it's been with this film with the Mexican people, like people from that neighborhood have been working with me, doing camera, doing sound, cool. you know.
Awesome.
So I'm that's what I'm thinking about, but I'm also very willing to listen to ideas that people might have that might be better than that one.
Okay.
So
okay.
yeah.
So there's room for it to kind of find its own way then, right?
Yeah. I mean, I for example, I like embroidering.
Okay.
So I've thought it would be so cool. One of the questions is, it's like not a question, but you have to complete the sentence. You know I'm home when da 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 da. Oh. So I would love to have some of those just like embroidered as like their own thing.
So,
or maybe big, like, you know, right there, like
uh-huh.
in that wall, you know.
Yeah. So that kind of leads me into my next question. So you basically have a mobile recording booth and people, it's for people to come and tell their stories. So how does it work? Are there prompts or questions or things that people ask, or how do they do it?
One of the things that I did not want was for people to be surprised
okay.
or caught off guard.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why it's also not an interview.
Right.
Because it's not about having to explain yourself to me in this case
right.
or having to defend the way you feel about something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who am I to say, oh, you're wrong about, you know? I mean, it was precisely looking for something that there is no wrong answer. You know, you just feel how you feel and you're entitled to your feelings.
Right.
But I also wanted people to be reflecting and not just reacting.
Okay.
So the questions are given to people in advance.
Okay.
And, you know, the questions are online also. So people can think as much as they want before they actually come in and record.
Cool.
Yeah. And depending, you know, like I've worked with different groups. Like I work with people with disabilities. And we had to come up with an entirely different questionnaire.
Okay.
So that all also has been different, you know.
Okay.
It's kind of like, okay, let's see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I really like it. It's a really neat project. I'm reading the questions right now.
Yeah.
Wow, they're really cool.
I
well, Cecilia, I was just curious, you know, like I was looking at the questions and stuff, and this is a really cool concept. And I was wondering, you know, like you talked about being an immigrant yourself, and do you think that has kind of like informed your process of how you're approaching this and the, you know, kind of does that change how you view home? You know, like you told me, you've been here in the Midwest area for almost 25 years. So, you know, where's home for you, and how do you look at that? Like, you know, what is home? You know,
I think that that's part of why, you know, I'm fascinated by this, not because it's a fascinating project, but what has come out of it
right.
has been fascinating. Like having these conversations with people who have lived all over the world, you know,
mm-hmm.
and oh, they're just, oh, this is so cool, let's see. And they read the questions and they literally kind of like break down.
Oh, wow.
You know, I had this woman who just sat down with me for like an hour and a half, you know, I was, while other people were going in the house before she even went in to record.
Wow.
Because kind of it opened up this kind of like, I don't know what to say about that, you know? So, I mean, I think that on the surface can be a very, this is, I feel it's the kind of project that can be as deep or as shallow as you, you know, care, you know? And of course, like being an immigrant has a lot to do with this. And for me, being the person who asks the questions
yeah.
and being an immigrant was very important,
right.
you know? But yeah, this goes back to the idea of being like split, you know? It's impossible to spend 25 years of your life, I think, and not settle down and not, like they say, you know, grow roots or whatever,
right.
you know? So I couldn't say that oh no, if I go to Chile I'm home. It's kind of like no, it's I'm conflicted there too, you know, because it's funny, it's kind of like you may recognize a place but the place doesn't recognize you back. You know? Like what happens when you go to wherever you're from, you know, and you're like, oh, well this is cool but I don't see myself here, you know? So
Wow, that's interesting. What would you like the participants themselves to take away from this project after doing it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that for one, to continue thinking about this. You know, I've had people that I ran into say weeks later, I'm still thinking about those questions that you ask, wow. And I wish I could go back and record again. Like, I've changed my mind, or, you know, things like that. So I think that that's one thing that I hope that people will keep thinking, you know, and just like not taking for granted this idea that home is the same for everyone, right. You know, and integrate that into, I don't know, the conversations that they have with other people. Mm-hmm. But especially in towns like this, you know, it's kind of like, I'm fascinated to go to the high school, for example, and hear from the kids, like, mm-hmm. like this town is so perfect, but at the same time, what do they do here? Is it a town that is perfect for them as well, or what does it need for that to be the case? So, yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Cecilia, for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks again to artist Cecilia Cornejo for joining us today on ArtBeat. For more information about how you can take part in The Wandering House, go to lanesboroarts.org. For information on The Wandering House in general, just search Wandering House on Facebook. For more conversations on art, tune into ArtBeat Tuesdays at 12:30 right here on 89.5 KQAL. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and we've just heard from artist Cecilia Cornejo on ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.
Is art an important part of your life? Find podcasts of ArtBeat and all your favorite KQAL shows at kqal.org. ArtBeat is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.